Mohammed Awais, political analyst from Washington. Welcome to the program, sir. To tell us more about the situation there, first of all, I presume that you saw our report there, the doctor speaking about unconventional weapons being used in Gaza by Israel. Depleted uranium has been traced and found in the bodies of some victims. Also, a weapon called Dime has also been used by Israeli military in Gaza. Why is Israel using such unconventional military weapons?
You know, even I think they are using phosphorus and napalm bombs. You look at every attack, you see the fire that starts. And you know, the Palestinians in Gaza do not have that much furniture to build a fire like this every time they are attacked. So what is happening here, Israel is using all kinds of weapons, including uranium-enriched bombs to kill and maim as many people as they can. But you know what? This is not, Israel does not need weapons like this or any explosions. Israel, what they are doing now, they are trying to starve the Palestinian people. They are not allowing any water or food. It is becoming like concentration camps. You know, they are waiting for the people to die. And they expect these people to surrender any time. And they get their cues and their support from their friends in America and in Egypt. And, you know, again, I will say Egypt, the Arab Muslim country, their government is conspiring with the Israelis for killing the Palestinians in the refugee camps by blocking them and blocking their food. So it is from all over, including the weather. It's so cold there, and I heard your reporter yesterday. I was watching your channel, and your reporter was shivering. It was freezing. There are 40 days of nothing but freezing cold weather now, and the Palestinian people have no heating oil. They have no wood. They have no food, no water. Plus, they are being bombed by the most dangerous weapons in the world. And the world is doing nothing about it. This is a shameless world, shameless leadership in this world, and the whole world leadership, they need to be tried or they need to be thrown in the dumps of history because they are allowing a genocide against the Palestinian people.
All right. The United States used the same weapon and maybe still using the same weapon, depleted uranium, in Iraq. Many analysts are saying that Israel is doing this and using the same tactic and technique to cause long-term effects on the civilian population of Gaza in order to have a long-term loss of people in the long term. I mean, some kind of destroying the whole generation of the Palestinian people.
It is not only one generation of the Palestinian people. It is uranium stays in the environment for millions of years. If it is not covered and covered well, it will stay there for millions of years. They are destroying even the plant, the land, the earth, the earth of Palestine, of Gaza. The water supply of Gaza will be polluted where thousands of years to come it will be polluted. And that is a war crime. They should be tried over it. And anybody who is conspiring also with them should be tried for their crimes against humanity and against the Palestinian people.
Of course, we had in the reports the New York mayor, Mr. Bloomberg, visited a hospital in the city of Ashkelon in Israel, and there were pictures of him giving toys to Israeli children. Isn't there someone else in the world to give, well, let alone toys, even medicine to Palestinian children?
At the time he is giving toys to the Palestinian, to the Israeli children, his government here is giving Israel the time and giving them their veto power in order to give Israel more time to kill more Palestinian children. There is nothing for the Palestinian children. What do they expect of these children to grow up to be what? These children will grow up to hate these people who killed them, and they killed their brothers and sisters, who killed their fathers and mothers, and they are not investing in their future. They are, in fact, investing in hostility for 1,000 years to come. And the Israelis are underestimating the will and the power of the people. Look at the will of the and the power of the people in Iran. When Ayatollah Khomeini came, he brought down, along with his people, he brought down the 6th most powerful army in the world. They surrendered. The Shah surrendered and ran away. So I think any tyrant around this world, the Israeli tyranny, will disappear under the will of the people and the resistance of the people.
All right, we have Israeli Foreign Minister saying that Israel wants peace with moderate and peaceful Palestinians. Who are moderate and peaceful Palestinians, do you think?
They were moderate and peaceful Palestinians in 1993. They signed on September the 13th, 1993, they signed a peace treaty with them, with Shimon Peres and Ishaq Rabin. Ishaq Rabin was butchered by his own people. He was killed by a Jew, not by a Muslim, not by an Arab, not by a Palestinian. He was killed by his own people for peace because he wanted to do peace with the Palestinians. And then nothing happened. Yasser Arafat signed a peace deal with them. He gave away more than even anybody would accept. And he shoved it down the throat of the Palestinian people. We accepted Oslo, hoping that it will bring peace, and it brought nothing but misery. During the Oslo talks, Israel went into southern Lebanon and bombed Qana, the first Qana, the massacre in Qana, and bombed Lebanon. That is the kind of peaceful people they are talking about. They are not peaceful. They are nothing but thugs and killers. They are nothing but people who do not want anybody to live in the neighborhood but themselves. And I think they got the lesson in southern Lebanon, and they will get another lesson with the Palestinians.
All right, Mr. Mohammed Owais, many thanks there for your interview. And moving on with the news, the United States has once again reiterated support for the Israeli military assault in Gaza. U.S. President George Bush has blamed Hamas for the current crisis and says his country is against any immediate ceasefire.
I understand Israel's desire to protect itself, and that the situation now taking place in Gaza was caused by Hamas. Instead of caring about the people of Gaza, Hamas decided to use Gaza to launch rockets to kill innocent Israelis. And finally, all of us, of course, would like to see violence stop, but not at the expense of an agreement that does not prevent the crisis from happening again.
Well, meanwhile, Bush said he was concerned about the humanitarian crisis unfolding in the Gaza Strip. President-elect Barack Obama, in the meantime, refused to comment on the situation. He says the United States has one president and one voice at a time.
As the death toll mounts in Gaza and as global outrage continues to dominate massive protests around the world, the leaders of the United States Congress and the Bush administration continue to back Israel's war on the besieged Gaza Strip.
Understand Israel's desire to protect itself.
But one voice on Capitol Hill has broken from the status quo. Republican Congressman Ron Paul recently called the onslaught in Gaza an atrocious massacre.
It's our money and our weapons, but I think we encouraged it. Certainly the president has said nothing to diminish it. Matter of fact, he justifies it on moral grounds. They have a right to this without ever mentioning the tragedy of Gaza. You know, the real problems that are there. To me, I look at it like a concentration camp and people are making homemade bombs and like they're the aggressors.
Dr. Paul noted, despite silence from the Obama camp, the U.S. is heavily involved in the ongoing assault on the 1.5 million Palestinians trapped in Gaza.
I think if we weren't in the Middle East, it'd be a much greater motivation for Israel to deal with all the people and maybe the Arab League. Maybe they would be talking to the Arab League every single day to work out problems. But they don't do that. They don't have the motivation because they know we'll back them up. No matter what happens over there, Israel knows, and our government knows, Republican or Democrat, that we'll do whatever is necessary to bail out Israel.
Congressman Paul also said the best solution for the United States would be to end its special relationship with Israel, because so far Israel's influence in U.S. foreign policy has only pushed the United States further in debt and increased anti-American sentiments around the world.
Of course, I want a ceasefire before they start. I want to change the policy, which would prevent these problems. Of course, a ceasefire. They both ought to quit. But neither side right now are really ready to talk and deal with the major problem. So being on the side of just saying, well, my position is I'm calling for a ceasefire, that means you're involved in directing people on what to do. If Israel has a problem they have to deal with it, I don't think it should be any of our business. It's just that it's our business, and we will be blamed because we support Israel blindly so, and we give them the money and we give them the weapons. That should be the contention that we approach here and Congress should know about and American people should know about. And then if I personally favor one side over the other side. It's really pretty academic, because politically, I don't want to be involved. I want to say, well, you know, I think the Palestinians have been ripped off, and therefore all the blame is on Israel. I've sort of stepped in a little bit more than I want to. I can have a personal opinion, but politically, my position is that America would be much better off if we just minded our own business. And, of course, I always tie this into the financial calamity that our foreign policy creates. We're spending way too much money, and that helped bring about this economic crisis that we have today.
There are over 400 congressmen and women on Capitol Hill. Dr. Ron Paul is one of the only congressmen to voice his criticism towards Israel, calling their assault on the Gaza Strip a move to create a Palestinian concentration camp. Jahan Hafiz, Press TV, Washington.